late game here at Kearney High School Southwest Conference semifinals. McCook and Gothenburg rematch. Our pregame talk now with head coach Amy Schell. We just had a chance here from Coach Strouser talking about the Swedes. And coach, I watched, here, had my laptop open, watched pretty much the entire game, watching it through. You had, double-digit lead all through the second quarter and the third quarter. They make a run there kind of late in the game, but your girls held off. What a turnaround. Kids, really, was that your best game of the year, you think?
I think the girls played really, really well together. We had our starters definitely came out ready to play, and then when we had bench players come in, they really didn't miss a beat, and they did a really nice job filling in and giving the starters a rest and really contributing to the basketball team.
Sounds like you put that North Platte game out of your mind, got it out, throw away the tape, don't worry about it ever again.
Yeah, we didn't watch it, and we didn't talk about it too much. We basically, went over what we needed to do different with people coming in the games and stuff like that, making sure that they were on task and on point of where whatever we changed. So we did that a little bit in practice. We worked on shooting, there's no doubt. We were 1-for-27 in the North Platte game. We shot a little bit better against Broken Bow. Mm-hmm.
No question. Having Callie Crawford back in the lineup, didn't play against North Platte, obviously. That helps you out too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, because, she's pretty good force, offensively, but defensively she helps us out a ton as far as if somebody gets by him, she's there to make sure that they don't get to the rim and things like that. So she does a lot offensively and defensively for us.
Well, no question. You've got Broken Bow's number this year. They're coming off the big win against Gothenburg, and you beat them once and you beat them up at their place, so you got their number. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think that everybody thought it was maybe just a fluke that we won, and that's kind of what they gave the impression to us with about. So the girls use that to their benefit.
No question about it. And a lot of contributions. It was just one or two people. It was the whole team, a lot of team effort in this one, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's how it's been kind of the whole year. And I really appreciate the girls as far as their effort and everything like that. But we don't really care who scores. I've told them as a coach, I don't care who scores. And I don't think that none of them care either.
First time since you've been coach in a semifinal in the Southwest Conference. Is that right? Did I miss one?
No, I haven't the slightest idea.
Yeah, but you get a chance playing Kearney. It's a late game, but you get Gothenburg. You knew if you won this game, it's probably going to be the Swedes. They had their way in the semifinals, so you get a rematch with them too.
Yeah, and I'm glad we played Gothenburg. We played them the first two quarters really close and did a pretty good job, and then we lost it the second half, and that was basically mentally. I don't think defensively they did that much different than what they did the first quarter. We just didn't make shots, and then we put our heads down. So we need to make sure that we're in the game all four quarters this time.
Do you go back and find the Broken Bow Gothenburg game and see what Broken Bow did to them to hammer that loss and maybe take a little bit of that and use it for yourself?
Yeah, I watched it when they were playing it that night, and I also watched it here a little bit before this game. So, they have a different approach. We're probably not going to play them in a 2-3 zone as much as what they've played them, but every once in a while, they definitely concentrated on 1-20, so we'll do that a little bit more this game.
Yep, their guards, they get going. They can shoot, so you got to have a hand in that face at all times, don't you?
Yeah, and that's something that I thought that the girls did really, really well last night. They helped on the drive, and they were able to close out good against Broken Bow, so I definitely think we need that same type of effort.
No question. So it's into the Final Four. I mean, next couple of you've had 2 days of work. It's kind of nice. You had that one game. You get a couple of days for Wednesday and Thursday before Friday gets here.
Yeah, I think the girls are up for it, and I think that the girls are excited about having the opportunity to play them again. That's what we want, and we wanted to make sure that we're relevant in our conference. We have a very, very strong conference, and no matter who you play, you're going to get their best game. So we just need to make sure that we're giving out our best game also.
Yeah, no matter what happens, I mean, for all these four of these teams, you know darn well Saturday you're going to play somebody good again too.
Yeah, there's no easy teams there.
All right, PowerPoints are really helping you out as well. Geese teams really put you up, move you up the ladder, doesn't it?
Yeah, they help you and they don't hurt you that bad. So that's a really good thing in the fact that we have a really tough schedule and we have a really tough conference. So even if you lose one here or there, it doesn't hurt you that much because as long as you don't lose against somebody that you're not supposed to lose against, the PowerPoints are fine.
And the girls are in the prime time. They got the guys early, and they put the two ladies in the semifinals in prime time on a Friday night. How about that?
Yeah, I don't care about when we play.
It could be 10 o'clock. Well, 10 o'clock in the morning, would you want to play?
I don't care. Whenever they put us to play, we'll play.
All right. Best of luck in this one, Coach.
Thanks.